We'll start with the National Hockey League. The Boston Bruins shook off a loss to the league-worst Philadelphia Flyers, returning home to Boston for a victory over the St. Louis Blues last night that rewrote the team's record books. That's because goalie Tuukka Rask was in net for the win, making 28 saves for victory number 252 in his Bruins career, and that ties the all-time record for franchise wins set by Tiny Thompson, who played 11 seasons with Boston, ending his career with the most victories by a Bruins goalie in 1939. That until Rask matched him last night with last night's 5-2 decision over the Blues. Rask was supported by goals from Torrey Krug and former longtime St. Louis Blue David Backes, returned to the lineup against his former team after sitting out as a healthy scratch against the Flyers. Backes deflected a shot by defenseman Zdeno Chara past Blues goalie Jake Allen, but St. Louis, winners of four of their last six games after struggling for most of the year, had the game tied at two before the Bruins broke it open in the third period. The eventual game winner was scored by fourth-line winger Chris Wagner, who took a feed from rookie Jacob Forsbacka-Carlson, better known as JFK to his friends at the blue line, and raced in for a breakaway on Allen. Wagner feigned backhand before going forehand at the last second, a move that fooled Allen completely and gave Wagner an open net to slide in the go-ahead goal. Brad Marchand and Sean Corrali added insurance goals to make sure Rask would get his name into the record books, and he will become the Bruins' all-time leader in goaltender victories with his next one. Meanwhile, the Bruins pick up an important 2 points in the standings, remaining 1 point behind the Toronto Maple Leafs for second place in the Atlantic Division. The Leafs coming up with a big 4-2 win last night over the number one team in the whole league, the Tampa Bay Lightning. Mitch Marner had the go-ahead goal for Toronto in the third period. And to demonstrate how good the Lightning are this season, that win still has the Leafs a full 14 points behind Tampa Bay for first place in the division. And the loss at home last night for the Lightning was the first one on their home ice in their last 9 games. Patrick Marleau and Nazem Kadri each had a goal and an assist for Toronto in a game that will stand as a confidence builder for the Leafs should those two teams eventually meet in the playoffs. Now, down under at the Australian Open Tennis Tournament, last year's women's champ is out of the competition. Caroline Wozniacki was ousted by a well-known former champ herself, Maria Sharapova, as the 31-year-old Russian outlasted Wozniacki in a more than two-hour match, 6-4, 4-6, 6-3, to advance to the next round. She will face Australian native Ashley Barty. And despite Sharapova's high profile as one of the world's best players, she was seeded only 30th for this tournament after missing most of last year due to shoulder injuries. That's why she faced Wozniacki so early in the tournament. The defending women's champ Wozniacki was seeded third before her ouster. The top women's seed is Simona Halep, and she advanced to the next round where she will play Venus Williams after dropping the first set but rallying to beat Sofia Kenin yesterday. No major upsets on the men's side. Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer both won easily to advance. Nadal is in action today. Locally, the Norwich women's basketball team got off to a good start against conference foes Suffolk University in Northfield last night, but the Cadets lost their shooting touch in the second quarter, ultimately lost the game 59-49. Lebanon, New Hampshire's Vanessa Fleury led the Cadets with 15 points. And Mary Casamassa turned in a double-double, 11 points and 12 rebounds. But as a team, Norwich had a 2-for-12 cold spell from the floor that allowed the Rams to take the lead for good. Cadets fall to 6-10 overall with the loss, and they are now 1-3 against great Northeast Athletic opponents. The Norwich men were also in action, but they also fell in defeat, a 97-80 loss against New England College. The Pilgrims built up a 22-point lead by halftime, and they never looked back. Jesse Davis had the best individual performance for the Cadets, pouring in 29 points, and Northfield native Kyle Booth had 12 points and 8 rebounds, but not enough to overcome that big first-half deficit. The Cadets are now 6-10 on the season. Finally, let's turn to baseball's hot stove, and when it comes to next year's bullpens, the New York Yankees may have already won the arms race. Already boasting one of the game's best closers in Aroldis Chapman and having added former All-Star closer Zach Britton to the fold, the Yankees stacked their pen even higher by signing Brooklyn native Adam Ottavino to a 3-year deal yesterday. Ottavino had a stellar season in 2018 for the Colorado Rockies, sporting a 2.43 earned run average with 112 strikeouts in 77 innings and holding batters to a paltry 158 average. And remember that Coors Stadium in the thin Denver air is one of the toughest ballparks for any pitcher to throw in. This is not good news for any other team in the American League, especially not those in the American League East. including the defending World Series champion Boston Red Sox, who will have to face the Yankees 19 times next season. If one were to be critical of Red Sox GM Dave Dombrowski, and that's a tough thing to do when he went ahead and put together a Red Sox team that in 2018 not only won the World Series but set a franchise record for most wins, it would be pointing out that the Red Sox bullpen situation heading into 2019 is unsettled at best. Closer Craig Kimbrel is looking for a big payday. The Red Sox are waiting him out to see if they can get him for less than other teams would be willing to pay, while the Yankees have moved aggressively to pick up a reliever like Ottavino, who I was hoping Dombrowski would entice to come pitch at Fenway. Still, I have not assembled a World Series team of any kind, so I suppose I should just trust in the guy who did. One other note on Ottavino: he does not lack for confidence. He has said that if he were to face Babe Ruth, he would strike him out every time. I would point out to Ottavino, though, that the Babe has been deceased for many years now, so that would be less an impressive feat than Ottavino may understand it to be. I'm joking, of course.